After realizing their traveling companion was Jesus, the two men immediately went back to Jerusalem and found the disciples. While telling their story, Jesus appeared. The apostles were terrified and afraid. They simply couldn't believe that he was really alive. Jesus lovingly scolded them for their unbelief, then showed them his hands and his feet. To ease the doubters and confirm his bodily resurrection, he sat down and ate a meal with them. Now one of the disciples, Thomas, was absent for this reunion, and he did not believe any of the resurrection story. It was the next Sunday evening before he saw the risen Savior. Jesus showed him his wounds and compelled him to touch them. It was at this moment Thomas finally believed and proclaimed, "My Lord and my God." Things aren't much different today. People still want to see and feel the proof. It is amazing to think that Jesus loved Thomas in his unbelief. But he did. And he loves you and me just as much, this very moment. We do not know how many days later, but the next time we see the resurrected Savior is on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. His disciples had been fishing all night long, and Jesus has prepared breakfast for them on the shore. Once again, we see the Lord's love and compassion, always giving, always caring. While they were enjoying breakfast together, Jesus turned to Simon Peter and said, "Simon, do you love me?" It is not by coincidence that Jesus asked Peter this question three times, the same number of times Peter denied him. Jesus' desire for Peter was no different than his desire for us. He longs for us to receive his love and love him back with all our heart, to follow him, obey him, and trust him, to do the work he calls us to do. Peter finally understood. Jesus is looking for a heart that's willing to give, willing to go, willing to serve, no matter the cost.